as much evidence that I can give to you about the truth of what Jesus speaks in the gospel today from my own personal life. But I don't want you thinking that Jesus is only speaking to priests or apostles. He is speaking to us all. There are many people whom we wish blood relatives, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, family, children, that we wish and hoped were in full participation in redemption, participating in the life of Christ. But it may not be so. We need to see what Jesus says today in the gospel, and we need to look around the church and recognize the fulfillment of what he says today for us all. Sometimes we get so caught up in the loss of those that aren't here, we do not see those who are here. Have you ever had a friend in a situation like that where they're crying and crying and crying over another friend that's not there? And you're like, at a certain point, you know, it clicks and you're like, hello, but I am here. Do you not see me? All we need to do is look around the church. And you have more siblings, more mothers, more houses, more lands than you could ever possess. It's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to see in each other brothers and sisters. You know, it's never as beautiful as when you go to another country and you go to a Catholic church and you don't know the language, you don't know the customs, you don't know the practices, you don't know this, but you know that these people are your brothers and sisters. The little Japanese mothers that are your mother in Jesus Christ, who would take care of you in a heartbeat had you had a need. Little Filipino mothers, little Italian mothers, well, there's got to be mothers, but I'm just telling you, they're everywhere. And Jesus was saying this to his apostles in that first generation. In this first generation, you will have 100 times more now. Not after you die, but now, in this life. See in this present moment the way in which God wants to enrich you by the people that he has drawn into your family. Too much time is spilt looking for those that aren't here instead of those that are. Too much mourning over those who have chosen not to be here rather than those who are. If we get in that kind of mindset, my brothers and sisters, it's a bad habit, because then every day we are looking for what is not present in the day rather than what is. God has enriched us in many ways. That last line, clearly, when they speak of that line in Scripture, it's often in reference to the Jewish community who they are the first. They are the first. But for many of them, they will be the last to embrace the gospel message. Many who are first will be last, and those who are last will be first. I mean, many Gentiles embracing the gospel message before the Jewish community. For those apostles who are Jews, you know how painful that phrase must have been? Desiring their whole entire family, their neighborhood, their family, their city, all of them to embrace Jesus Christ and to know his love and mercy and compassion and to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They wanted them all. And yet all of a sudden they had a bunch of Gentile brothers and sisters with weird customs and weird food and clothing and languages and practices. For every generation there has been a mourning. So, see what God has given you, not what he has not. Amen.